Now that you're gone, I have so much to tell you. My thoughts scrabble like trapped mice trying to find a way out. You can't hear me anymore, can you? I was going to tell you about the one-year-old prattling a mile a minute as he figures out how to open every latch, every door, every single thing that can be opened, our little Houdini. I hear your voice repeating his babble back to him. About the other children, too, their jokes, the history of the Civil War, the high score. I want to tell you how their days and weeks seem to follow one on the other, but I don't know how, and if I did know, I'd have no way to tell you. Now that you're gone, you are with me everywhere. I hear you say, there's a horse in those clouds, see it? Or look at that old woman, she's like a tree. When you're far from my thoughts, I hear your comments, but when I ask you, should I go tonight or stay home? Did I hear what I was being told, or did I miss something important? Then you keep your own counsel, nothing to say. That cup, this mixing spoon, the tear in the sleeve of my work shirt, the empty spaces on dresser tops and in closets. I keep the doors closed, I try to, but they open themselves. The drawers gradually stretching away from the bureau until I glance at them and they magically snap shut. Furniture rearranges in the night, the sofa trading places with the bookcase. I wake to a strange room, bang into a table that wasn't there. Now that you're gone, I remember my mother lighting a yahrzeit candle for her father on the anniversary of his death. I remember that I didn't go to her and hug her. That would have been so simple, so small, and so huge, but I sat across the table. And now, when I light that candle for her, I think of your sorrow, your pain, your arms around me sobbing, and when I held you near the end, I hear you say again, why is no one holding on to me? There's no one now that knows me as a child, no one now that you're gone who can tell me when that happened, who is who, how did we get from there to here? And in the futility of these questions, in the not asking what can no longer be answered, I begin to suspect the terrible secret source of the wisdom of elders. What lies ahead, maybe, for me to find out, or for whichever of us is the last to remain. A fish, looking up at fingers wiggling in the water, sees each finger as a separate entity, like but not part of the others. It's a fish in the water. It can't conceive of the hand with fingers enjoying the cool contrast to the hot summer air. Its nervous system doesn't let it remember the fish that have been lost, or to see itself as one particular fish who is like but not the same as the rest of the school. It sees what it sees, four fat worms up near the surface. This is real. No fish wonders, is there really a hand? What's on the other side? Can you hear me? Can you tell? Would you ever have guessed how much you are with me in my skin and blood and bone now that you're gone?